You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired.
Hello, welcome, and welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. It's me, Dr. Nazif, with you as always, and today I have a wonderful guest with me. Before just delving into that, I really want to thank and appreciate all the audiences to keep supporting us. And we have been like growing beautifully. Our streams are going up and also our reviews as well. I really want to take this opportunity to appreciate like all our audience. So without further ado, I want to introduce today's our very special guest, Cody Howell. Hello. Good evening, Cody.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing yourself, Cody, today?
Oh, I'm doing super good. I'm super excited to be here and, you know, just excited to chat.
Thank you so much, Cody. Our topic for today's podcast is getting started with automation in business. And we have our wonderful guest, Cody Howell, who is the founder of Phantom Marketing. I just wanted to begin by asking, Cody, if you want to let our audience know who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, I'm the founder of Phantom Marketing. Basically, we kind of do everything digital. So anything from ads to SEO. Really, the big thing that we love to focus on is automation and just different automatic workflows that help people either do their jobs better or help them run their businesses better. So like that's something that I'm super passionate about. And I spend a lot of time doing it, obviously. I'm based in Phoenix, Arizona. And I love to travel. So those are kind of the two things that are always happening. If you ever hop on a call with me, one day I'll be in Arizona and then the next I'll be somewhere else. So every time someone hops on a call, almost the first question always is, where are you at this week? So
that's wonderful. I also like to travel a lot, Cody. And so that's one thing in common. Today, dear audience, like as we mentioned, we'll talk about automation in business. And you know, like as in like in today in 2025, the year we are advancing, the business is advancing, the sector is growing, and there is like very new innovative things coming in the business, you know, how you can profit from it, how you can utilize that. We know about like artificial intelligence. We know about different aspects that can enhance and grow your entrepreneurial ventures or business. And this episode would provide you with some sort of value, especially a lot of you who are looking into business aspects or entrepreneurship. So Cody, the first question that I wanted to like ask you is, can you start by explaining what business automation is and why it's becoming increasingly important for companies?
Yeah. So, I mean, initially business automation, I mean, really just comes down to making it possible for technology to do repetitive tasks. So if there's anything that you're doing over and over and over and over again, lots of times there's a technology out there that can do it for you. And so why is it becoming important? I think the big thing is there's a big time-saving aspect to it. So instead of having a human sit there and copy-paste, mm-hmm. you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times a day, technology can do that and it can do it faster and a lot more accurate than a human can, right? And that's an important aspect for businesses because copying paste of that data may be important, but it may not be making you money. It may not be something that's growing your business. It may just be, you know, an administrative task. So by implementing, you know, some of this automation, you're able to focus on the important parts of your business and the things that are going to make you grow, but the repetitive tasks are still getting done.
I want to know a bit about like your interest, like how you actually got to know about automation and how actually like you are utilizing it.
Yeah. So my background has always been, you know, in some type of entrepreneurship or marketing or sales. Like that's kind of where I've always spent my time. And I would describe myself as a relatively lazy person. Like I don't like to work. I don't like to go, you know, do hard things. But that's also part of what has got me onto this path, because it's okay, well, this has to get done. So how can I use technology to do it?
That's a wonderful idea, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's kind of what sparked it. And then as I've kind of just gone down this path, you know, different companies I've run, different jobs I've had, I've really gotten into processes and systems and how do I make this super efficient? I'm not a very organized person, but my brain does work in a way where it's, okay, if we do this step, then this step, then this step, it saves everyone time. And then by breaking it down, it's cool. Where do we need people and where do we need technology? And so just kind of doing it over and over again has always just kind of been part of figuring it out. And I'm super curious by nature. So it's like, oh man, you know, if I hear someone complain about, oh, I don't want to do this, like, cool, let's see if we can get technology to do this for us. And there's some things technology does that isn't the best. Yes. Like if you've ever been on an automated phone system, sometimes those are terrible. You like talk to an agent and it's like, did you want a, you know, a car loan? And you're like, no. So by no means is technology the answer for everything. But yeah, like that's kind of how I got into it, was definitely from my background of just being curious, wanting to optimize processes, and then kind of combining those into figuring out how can we, you know, do this all in one go.
Okay, yeah, I completely agree with you, Cody. And also at this time, everyone wants to do like, you know, like less work, but maximum output. Yeah. And in that aspect, automation can be a really, really important and effective tool as well. So I just wanted to like ask you, like, can you tell me like, what are the first steps a business owner should take when considering like implementing automation in their operations?
Yeah, so this is a great question because I get this all the time. So as I'm talking to business owners or even just individuals who are getting into automation, the very first step is looking at the end. So like, what's the outcome? What do we want to achieve with this? Like, are we automating it just to automate it, or are we automating it because we want to save time? We want to make our employees more efficient. So like, What's the goal? That's kind of where we start. And then once we know the goal, then we have to systematize it. So we have to turn it into a process that people can follow. And then we can start adding in the technology part to actually create the automations itself. So I think those two things kind of go hand in hand for the first step, which is, you know, kind of what's the goal? What's the outcome? And then the other part is, what's the process behind what we're trying to automate? So, you know, as an example, something might be sales follow-up. So I have a phone call with someone and I need to do follow-ups. That's a great automation to create. That creates lots of good goals as far as, you know, we're working with someone currently who, like, I am on back-to-back-to-back-to-back sales calls all day. I do 10 to 15 sales calls a day, and I don't have time to do follow-up. So, like, that's a great goal. I want to save time, and I want to stay in touch with my customers. And then the process for that is, after my call, I have to review the call. I have to write the email. I have to send the email. I have to see if the customer responded. And now with that, that process, now we can figure out where technology fits in.
And also, I wanted to like ask you, Cody, like, do you think automation is expensive for a business?
Yeah, no, I think automation is still very much in its infancy, but it is far enough along to where it's affordable. There are, you know, depending on what you want to automate, you know, things like as simple in business as sending email campaigns. You can get started for as low as $10, $15, $20 a month. So it's really not a big entry. Now, that's not to say it's not expensive, because there are custom projects we do where someone's like, I want to automate something that there is no currently built technology for, and we have to kind of create it. And yes, that can get very expensive. But I would say for probably 80-85% of what most business owners want to automate, you could probably automate a majority of your business for less than $400 or $500 a month.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fairly affordable. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're doing it yourself, you take the time to learn the skills and create it yourself. Automation can be a really affordable tool, and the return that you get on it is very high. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I completely agree with you, Cody. If you want to make bucks, then you have to like invest in something that actually helps you making that, and also like it decreases like your effort while doing it, and so that you can focus on other of your priorities, but you can grow your business as well. So my next question to you, Cody, would be, what are the like common misconceptions or fears that business owners like have about automation, and how do you kind of address them?
Yeah, so there's a handful out there. I think the two big ones are, they're kind of afraid that automation is going to like steal jobs, or, you know, it's right. going to be, you know, not great for people. You know, or that there's not like a human touch to it. And having been in it, I don't necessarily see that. From my end, we've grown from basically myself to we now have about 8 to 10 employees right now. And we've really kicked off our business in the last 4 or 5 months. Like, I've been doing this in my career for a long time, but me branching out and doing this on my own has been about 4 or 5 months. And so like I can say that my business has created more jobs than it's taken away. the people I help have created more jobs. You know, like I work with a car detailing company. I forgot what it was called, but we work with a car detailing company where it was just him. And so we set up the system for him. And again, it's fairly inexpensive. He pays about $300 a month. And this kind of just runs on its own in the background. And now he has 3 employees full-time who work for him. So we didn't take away any jobs. We helped him add 3 more jobs. You know, so I think that misconception is, you know, a little outdated. I think what automation does is it definitely helps your employees be more effective, which means you might not need as many employees. You know, so like in our case, if I have my automation doing follow-up, I can handle more sales calls. So instead of me only being able to manage 5 sales calls a day, now I can take 10 sales calls a day. And in the past, I would have had to hire 2 people for that. So I think that's where the misconception comes from. But I think in reality, you end up being so much more effective and productive. And the amount of money you make in return is so much more than what you spend that you can then go hire more people.
Yes, Cody, you said like a very on the point thing that that many of the business owners, and even not the business owners themselves, but many of the employees that they were looking for work, they think that automation will like take up their jobs, and misconceptions regarding that. And I think that's the same case for AI as well, like with the introduction of ChatGPT and the other AI tools, that these automation tools or even like these AI tools would take their job away. But I think important consideration is would be like how we can utilize that to streamline the business, but even to create like more opportunities. You know, I think there is a lack of understanding, maybe due to lack of resources, maybe people's like not knowing where to find these resources. I think automation is for sure an excellent thing that if you are looking to like grow your business, but also to learn how to effectively use that to your benefit and the benefit of for your customers as well. Can I ask you, like, how do you determine which process within a business is best suited for automation?
Yeah, so I think the way that we approach it is we really try to start with what processes have the most repetitive tasks. So what process are you doing that is just, you know, the most mind-numbing, most, you know, over and over and over again process that you have? And that's where we tend to start. And so a lot of that tends to be, in a business standpoint, that tends to be on the communication side with the customer. So that tends to be with email, text messages, and things like that. And then another kind of point to that also tends to be like note-taking and meetings. Like those tend to be the two places that almost every business spends at least 1 to 2 hours a day dealing with. Right. And so like those are areas that have been like, those have kind of been the first areas that automation tools have tried to go after and solve. So like if you use tools like a MailChimp or ActiveCampaign or things like that, you'll notice that those tools are focused almost solely on email follow-ups, text message campaigns, and things like that. And it's because as humans, we spend a lot of time communicating with people. And so being able to have tools and automations that can kind of help the human do their job and follow up better is like a very easy step one.
How you mentioned about like, you know, taking care of the backend process, even like taking like meeting notes and things like that. We know like there are like integration of tools that can take meeting notes for you. You don't have to have another person, dedicated person to do that, but better utilize their time to do something else to better like efficiently utilize that resource. Yeah, that's I think a very important consideration to make the determination that where actually in your business would like to include automation if there is scope and a way for you to do that so that that can help grow your business for sure. So based on your experience, Cody, you know, like I wanted to like ask you for the benefit of the audience, you know, like what advice would you give to businesses that are hesitant to invest in automation due to budget constraints and uncertainty about benefit? What is your advice, Cody, regarding that expenses?
I feel like I love the way that the question is written because it's hesitant to invest. And I think that's a big thing that I run into as I'm talking to people. The people who have the mindset of, I'm investing in a new technology, I'm trying to figure out how this fits into my business, those are the people that see the biggest return versus the people that are like, oh, this is an expense, why do I pay so much? Like, those are the people that don't have very good experiences with it. And so I guess the advice I have would be, one, just taking a look at, even from like when you started your business, you had to invest in it. You had to invest in the tools. You had to invest in training. You had to invest in all these different things to get started. You know, even here with the podcast, you know, how much did you invest in the equipment? And you didn't know if you were going to make money on this or not, right? Like,
right, exactly.
You know, and so that's with any business. You start not knowing if it's going to work. And some people will spend $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1 million on their business and never make money out of it. And then you go, hey, automation costs $300. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. It's the end of the world. And it's, I understand it. But at the same time, it's the same principle. You're investing in something and you're trying to figure out, how do I make this work so I make more money in return?
Like, you know, you have to like, I think it's important to see like the bigger picture. And if you have like a you know, like clear vision on how you can utilize this tool. And I think one of the most important aspect is like to have a goal. Because like if someone doesn't have a goal and where why he's investing that, what is the return on investment? Like he wants to get back. So if these goals are not clear, the direction would not be clear and the business as well. So I think it's important to understand how you can use automation in your business, just to understand how you can, you know, get back the benefit and just streamline everything in that way to get the most out of that. And I would like to like ask you, Cody, like, what do you think are some of the essential tools or platform for businesses, you know, just starting with automation or thinking about like having automation?
Yeah, so I think some of the beginner tools are more like the MailChimps, active campaigns, things that kind of focus on email and text message. I think those are kind of like, let's get started. Let's dip our toe in the water. Your price point's going to be under $100 a month. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be the biggest returns, because the number one thing I see, especially in small businesses, is they get a lead, they call the person or they talk to them, they don't purchase, and then they throw the lead away and say, well, they're not worth anything, let's get another lead. And you know, that's great. That's what lead gen companies are there for. But a lot of times you generate a lead and it's more than just, do you want to buy right now? It's, hey, let's develop a relationship. Let's get to know you. And then 3, 6, 9 months down the road, hey, I'm actually ready to work with you. And now you've spent $50 nurturing this lead and you got a $1,000 deal out of it. That's worth it. If I told you, hey, give me $50 and I'll give you a $1,000 job, you would do that 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
So I think that's those kind of tools are a good starting place. And then as you kind of move up and are more comfortable with it, I think tools, you know, you can kind of start moving into tools like Keep or HubSpot. We actually have our own tool that we set people up with when they work with us. We call it the Phantom Automated Desk. And it does those initial things as far as email and text messages go. But then we also have like business operations that we can start to automate. So it's, hey, how do we assign tasks to people? And how do we, you know, do different alerts? And how do we get paperwork over to the right person? You know, as you start to move up, those are tools that start to cost $300, $400, $500 a month. And then kind of beyond that is where you kind of get into different things like Zapier or Make. Mm-hmm. And those tools are really useful for either things that don't always work together really well, and you kind of use those tools to make them work together, or you use them to kind of create some more custom automation. And those tools themselves aren't very expensive, but they have a high setup fee because it takes a lot of just technical knowledge and work to kind of go through and break things and force them to work together.
And I think definitely the audience would find value to it. And also there would be like deep dive to getting to know all the automation tools that are available, with like some things that you spoke of, Zapier and the others. I do myself actually use a few of the automation tools myself.
Cool, yeah.
Even, you know, like the one you schedule this recording with, the Tidycal, and some of those other calendar schedulers. So those actually, like, you know, help me save times a lot, like scheduling and sending links, getting information. So just a very good example of what automation can do. You did mention about like the Phantom Automated Desk, Cody. So at this point, I just wanted to know, I want to like let our listeners know, can you like speak a bit about like what Phantom Marketing does and what does your company do?
Yeah. So kind of like I referred to in the beginning, we really try to focus on helping our customers monetize their leads and their customers. Like that's kind of like what we pitch people when we talk to them. So it's, hey, we can either help you bring in more leads if that's the real problem you have, or you're bringing leads in, how do we help them become customers? Or you have a big list of customers, how do we make them purchase again? So those are kind of the three different areas that we work on. So we either help you get more leads, turn your leads into customers, and then turn your customers into repeat customers. And so a lot of that we do through automation. That's kind of like our number one tool that we use. But then we do also do things like Facebook advertising, Google advertising, kind of more of those traditional like digital marketing type services. But I will say the customers that we work with that see the biggest return implement automation into their system in some capacity. And if you let me share, we actually had a customer, I talked to them, I think like two weeks ago. We set up a relationship nurture automation. So every morning, this business owner would get up at 5 a.m. and he had a list of about 1,000 real estate agents, and he would text them every morning. He would pick like 5, 10 of them, and he'd text them, you know, hey, you know, whatever your name is, this is, you know, me, and I just wanted to see how things are going. Every morning he would do this. And so when we started working with him, I said, hey, we can automate that initial message. I don't want to automate all of your messages because we still want that human element. But that way you don't have to wake up at 5 in the morning and spend 30, 40 minutes of your time every morning doing this. I can automate this for you. So that's what we did. We set this up and we had it send at a better time. So it's not 5 in the morning. It's sending now at 8, 9, 10 in the morning. And it's sending the same exact message he was sending. Hey, real estate agent, how's business going? How can I help you? And through this, he spent a total of, I think it was like $37 on these messages. And through this, he had someone come back and say, hey, things are going great. I actually wanted to ask you a question. My husband is having issues and he needs your services. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. I'd love to come out and look. So he goes out there, quotes the job. It was a $140,000 job.
Oh, wow.
He spent $37 on these messages and got a job worth $140,000. Now, that's obviously not normal and not typical, but the idea of it, of, hey, he was doing something every morning like clockwork. We came in, automated it. So he went off and did something else. And then when someone replied, then he would jump in and answer back. And that turned into a $140,000 job for him.
Yeah. What a wonderful example, Cody. And even for the audience, it's like, if when you're listening to this, maybe you just got a real life example, how automation can get you like big deals, even like after investing a very, very small amount. Thank you so much, Cody, for sharing that.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast.
I wanted to like ask you again, like, how do you ensure that automation effort aligns with the company's overall business goal and strategies?
Yeah, so you know, whether you work with someone like myself or you do it on your own, the number one thing that we do before we even start, before we build anything, before we touch any tools, is we sit down. If you work with me, we usually have about 2 or 3 meetings before we ever build anything. And those 2 or 3 meetings are all about, what does your business do? What do you guys want to achieve? What are your long-term goals? Because we don't want to build an automation that in 6 months you're going to have to redo. So it's, what are your long-term goals? And then we start breaking into, what processes and what systems do you already have in place in your business? So before we ever touch anything, those are the things that we go over. And that's what I would encourage anyone to do. I actually have a meeting next week with someone and they're like, hey, we want to do all this automation. They're like, super. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And I told them, hey, before we hop on this meeting, I need you to sit down and tell me, what do you want your customer to experience as they go through this? So I'm not building anything on this call. We're going to sit down and be like, okay, they see your ad on Facebook or they call your business or this is what they do. What do you want them to see? What action do you want them to take? What does the purchase process look like? You know, how do they get the product or service? And what are all the steps that your customer touches? That way, as we're building, we're staying in line with the business model that you've built. Because we don't want to come in and tell you, hey, change your business model to match our automation. It's our automation needs to change to match your business model.
What do you actually want in your business to have that vision is very important, you know, just, and having all those things like laid out before like strategizing is very important.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask you, Cody, like, you know, like, what role does data can play in effective business automation? And how can companies leverage like their existing leads or data to enhance their automation strategies, if it can?
Oh man, I love this question. I love data. I love numbers. I love all of it. And I know not everyone does. But automation isn't effective without good data. So if your data is bad, your automations are going to be bad. And that's another thing we do before we start is we actually dive into our customers' data to figure out, is your data good? If it's not, how can we fix it? So actually, our team is currently working on a build where we're building out a full sales, marketing, onboarding automation for a company. And on one of our first calls, we asked them, hey, so how's your data? And everyone on the call went silent and they're like, it's not very good. And so, you know, I was like, great, I appreciate the honesty. How can we fix this? And so as we're building, we're actually building in data structures to help keep track of their data as they generate it. And actually the last step of this project with them is going back into all their old data and updating it to match the data of the new system. So my recommendation to everyone is keep your data clean. If it's not clean, it's never too late to go back and clean it. It takes a lot of time. It's hard. But if you're serious about automation, it's going to make a world of difference, because I think that's another thing, especially small businesses miss, is they come to automation. They say, hey, I have this customer list. And, you know, we ask, well, what kind of products did they buy? We don't know. You know, when did they buy? We don't know. So having as much data as possible is awesome.
Can I ask you a follow-up question on that, Cody? There might be no straight answer for this. How do you understand our data is a good data?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I don't know that there's a clear definition of good data and bad data. I think it really comes down to, it's good data if you can use it. So from an automation standpoint, a good example of this is we have a med spa that we help, and they sell different services. They sell facials and Botox and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so when someone makes a purchase, we tag them with the type of service that they did. And now in our automation, we can follow up and tell them, hey, how was your facial? And all of our messaging can now focus around the type of service that they got. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't have that data structure, we would just see, this is a customer. And yeah. Now we would send really generic, thanks for being a customer messaging. And that's obviously not going to resonate. It's not going to stick as much. It's not going to be as effective. You know, like same with us here. Like if after the podcast, you send me a message that just says, mm-hmm. hey, Cody, thanks for chatting. That's not that great of a message. But if you go, oh, hey, thanks for talking on the podcast about business automation. And you know all this because you have the data organized to know that, mm-hmm. hey, Cody was on the podcast talking about data or automation. Now you can create these beautiful messages that are super personalized. You can create flows of, hey, if someone is on the podcast, like let's mm-hmm. send them this type of messaging and let's do these special things for them. So yes, that's how data, I think, is considered good, is when it becomes useful. Because you're right, there are people who have a lot of data, but you can't use it. It doesn't do anything. So I think that's how I would define good data. It's useful data.
I think the simple thing that Cody mentioned is if you have to determine if you are able to use that data to your benefit. So I wanted to like ask you, for businesses like worried about the complexity of setting up the automation system, what tips or best practices can you share to simplify this process?
Yeah, no, if you're serious about getting into automation, but you're kind of just stuck on, oh man, this is too complex, this is too hard. I think the biggest piece of advice I can give is start small. So mm-hmm. pick one thing, and it could be a small thing. Hey, on someone's birthday, we're going to send them an email. That's mm-hmm. a super simple automation. Your data is going to be their name, their email, and their birthday. That's all the data you need for that type of automation. And in something like MailChimp or, you know, the Phantom automated desk, It's real simple. On their birthday, send an email. And then you would pre-write the email of, hey, customer first name, because we're going to pull that data. We hope you have a great birthday. Here's a coupon, or here's, you know, here's a little birthday party for you, you know, send it off. And you automate that and you just start small. And then, you know, now you might follow up with, hey, after a sales call, I'm going to click a button and we're just going to send an automated message that says, hey, thanks for being on the sales call with me. Again, something super simple, and start there and start to get comfortable with it.
Yeah. Now, a wonderful example, Cody. When we look ahead, so what trends do you actually see, you know, shaping the future of the business automation, and how should, you know, companies like prepare to stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I mean, as far as trends go, I see kind of two sides. There's the automation side, and then there's the AI side, because AI and automation really work very close together. And a lot of people are really afraid of AI, and I can get into that a little later. But on the automation side specifically, I think sales and marketing is an area that's kind of been focused on. And I think as we continue to move forward in business specifically, we're going to see a bigger movement towards operational automation. You know, so instead of sending internal emails and project management type things and invoicing, I think we're going to see a bigger shift towards automation in the operational and administrative side. And I think that's going to be very closely tied to the AI piece of, hey, this is my pricing structure. I just give it a few key points and now AI can generate a whole invoice, send it off to my customer for me. And I don't have to spend the 20, 30 minutes writing an invoice.
There are many entrepreneurs who look for automation in their business, or maybe who are even thinking of automating, but doesn't know the even the exact term automation, but they're thinking the process. Yeah. Like, this is how, you know, my time would be of like more efficient use. So
exactly.
Can I just ask you a quick question regarding that? For me, suppose if I today, Dr. Nazif, like wants to look at automation.
Yeah.
And I want to like understand how automation can help my business. You know, like what should I do as a like a lame person who doesn't know about automation at all?
Yeah, yeah. So this is a great question because people ask me all the time, well, what can I automate? And I'm like, that is such a hard question to answer because I don't know your business. I don't know what you do. And unfortunately, I can't think of every single scenario that exists. So my answer to you is everything can be automated. It's what should be automated, right? So this whole podcast between me and you could be automated. We could make it so you don't even have to be here. We can make you a little avatar who asks all the questions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that takes out the human in it. So that probably shouldn't be automated, but it can be automated. So what I would do is I would say, what are the areas of my business that I need to work on to grow? And those are the things that you should be doing. And now everything that isn't in this growth section, then that's where we start looking at, okay, is sending this email growing my business? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look at, can we automate this? Or at the very least, can we delegate this? And that's kind of how I move through things. So like, as an example, I'm fairly active on social media, on my Facebook and LinkedIn, and I really struggle to create content. Like, I'm really good at this and I love talking about it, but I really struggle to make the content. So what I do is I use automation to create the topics and to give me a starting point. And then once I have a starting point, then I go in and I update it and I, you know, personalize it and make it human. But I use AI and automation to give me the starting point. So for you, that might not be an issue. Maybe you're like, I'm super creative. I can make content. No big deal. But for me, that's something I struggle with. So that's what I would do is I would look at, you know, what do you need to grow? Do those things, automate the rest of it. And then what areas do you struggle in? And how can we either use automation or AI to help you overcome those struggles. And that's really where I would start. So, and again, that's why I think a lot of people have focused on the sales and marketing side of business, is because sales and marketing are two pain points for just about every single business out there. Everyone struggles to make more sales and everyone struggles to market effectively. So automation can really help those two. But there are other parts of your business. There's operational things, payroll, you know, all those things, accounting, all those things can be automated. And if you're not good at it, you should totally look at automating it.
Right. Can I ask you, Cody, like, you know, we talk about AI and automation. So can I like ask you, what do you think the difference is between AI and automation? And, you know, like, how can these two like work hands in hands?
Yeah. So, I mean, AI is great. It still has a way to go. But I think when you use it to enhance what you're doing, I think that's the level of AI that we're at. So, you know, like I said, I use AI to help me create ideas for my content. And then I step in as the human and I make the content mine. But I use AI to kind of kickstart that. And I have an automation set up where basically I just click a button, AI goes, you know, my automation trigger tells AI, hey, go make some content ideas, and then I can go check it. And that all happens in seconds. So I don't have to do any brain power thinking about what do I want to write about this week. You know, AI kind of helps me with that. And it's done in an instant. Because if I had to sit there and think, it would take me 2 hours to come up with topics. And literally in 10 seconds, I have a list of ideas.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that's kind of where I would start. And I think the big difference between them is automation is just the technology to do the repeatable tasks. Mm-hmm. AI is a little more, I don't want to say brain power, but it's a little more on like the research and communication side. So mm-hmm. AI won't necessarily do the automation. It'll more enhance the automation, if that makes sense.
So my question to you is, what are some of the common pitfalls that businesses should avoid when implementing automation, and how can they navigate these challenges?
Yeah, so I think the biggest pitfall is they just rush into it and they build something and they don't have proper setup. That's probably like the number two big thing I see is, mm-hmm. is we do quite a bit of audits where people go, I set up all this automation. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, or it's not the greatest, but they really want it to work. So they come to us and they're like, hey, can you take a look at this? And when we start asking questions, it's really easy to see that they just started building without any direction, without any goals. And so I think that's probably the biggest pitfall that I see businesses make is rushing into it, like really taking time to plan things out, making sure everything is set up according to your goals, and really just kind of following that framework that we set out earlier. Because if you rush into it, you're going to have bad data, your automations aren't going to work right, and you're just going to have an overall bad experience.
I wanted to like talk to you a bit about the balance between automation and personalization. So can you like, you know, discuss the balance between automation and personalization in customer interaction, and how businesses can maintain a personal touch while automating the process?
Yeah, no, that's an awesome question. So I think a lot of people have the perception that automation is not personable because they get a ton of these, you know, Calendly, you have a meeting coming up in 60 minutes. And those are great automations. And they're not meant to be personalized automations. I'll tell you right now, I have tons of automations that I use that people don't even know are automations. They think I sent them that email. And really what it comes down to is keeping good data. Because again, if I know when your birthday is, if I know details about you, I can use automation, and more specifically, I can use AI to enhance that automation to make what I'm doing more personable to my customer or my leads. And mm-hmm. and they have no idea that it's, you know, automation or AI generated. So you can definitely create personalization in automation. And you know, kind of going back to that example of our customer who created that $140,000 job opportunity, every single one of those people thought that they received a message from him. That's why they answered him. That's why they gave him a job, is because they thought he was the one sending it. And that's another way to go about it, is you don't have to automate the whole process. You can automate the start. You can automate the middle part. You can automate the end part. You don't have to automate the whole thing.
Right. Code, I really appreciate like your words of wisdom and the wonderful insights that you share with our audience, you know, about like how we can utilize automation in business, like some of the fears the businessmen or the new entrepreneurs have, but how to overcome that fear, but also to have like a very focused strategy on and also clear understanding like how you want to utilize automation or what you want to get out of that automation that can enhance your business and experience. If you want to connect with Cody, if you want more, if you want to know more about him, you can do that by going into our website in activeaction.fm. I just put the link, the video itself. So if you're watching that in YouTube, you'll see that in the video. But for ones who is in hearing it in the audio, it's www.activeaction.fm/person/Cody-Howell. That's CODY-HOWELL. Thank you so much, Cody. I really appreciate your wonderful time that you provided to me and my audience in this podcast. So just wanted to like ask you if you had any last words before we close.
No, I'm just excited we had this time to talk, and you know, I really hope the audience gets something out of this. I would say I always love to leave people with action items. So I would say for anyone listening, you know, the next steps I would take would be sit down and just try to find one or two things in your business that you feel like would either save you money or make you more money if you were able to automate it. And then start researching how to automate it. A lot of times you're going to find it's going to be sending customer communications and just staying in touch with past customers more often. So I would say, you know, spend some time researching that and then sign up for one of those tools. You can sign up for MailChimp, things like that. Or, you know, if you want to kind of move into more, you know, definitely reach out. I'd be more than happy to help everyone. So,
dear listeners, and thank you again for listening to this episode. Today, our episode was about like getting started with automation in business. And so, if you have any questions or do you want to like know more about Cody, like I mentioned, you can go to the webpage and search information about him over there. There is like all the social media links are also included over there. But thank you so much again for joining in. And also just lastly wanted to like mention that if you do find value in our podcast, please support us by going to the activeaction.fm /donate. So if you think our content has any value to you, and also even if you can kindly like leave a review in our website or in the platforms. And also, if you can kindly share this episode with anyone who is looking into a business and automation and that kind of things that they find might be of value, if you share that, I will really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cody, for joining in today again. And I wish you a very best of luck, and we'll chat soon for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, best of luck.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too.